I've got to probably run for too much longer. What else would you like to know?
Anything you want to add that I might not have added as an oral history recording about that period of time in Alaska with road construction, with highway construction?
Well, at that period in time, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Marie, that was the time when everybody wanted a road everywhere. When you had a public hearing then, everybody said, when can you get started? Now you have a public hearing and everybody says, please don't get started. So it's that, in that context, highway building is changed dramatically. But you notice that people are still driving cars. In fact, you asked about one humorous anecdote. I'll tell you one. The Sierra Club was very active in the initial phases of this thing. And when I was commissioner down there in Juneau in about 1973, the Sierra Club asked me to come out in the valley out there at Mendenhall to give a speech, a meeting or a speech, whatever it was. I don't just remember now. And so about the terrible thing that highways were doing to the environment. So I went out there and I got into the group of people that were there at that time, which was the Sierra Club members, and I asked how many people had come by bus. I was the only one that raised my hand. All of the Sierra Club people had all driven. I rode the bus. I'll admit I did it intentionally, but I wanted to make a point. And that's just exactly what it is. Now, you notice, and I don't know if you followed the goings-on in Seattle with the storm they had down there where all the power's out for long periods of time. Our daughter was down there. She was going through Seattle, and she said when she went through Seattle in the middle of that thing with all the power out, she says the smog in there was so that she got ashes in her hair. Everybody was burning wood to get warm. So all that environmental movement goes down the tube when it affects you personally. So and so they were all burning wood, which of course if the power had been on and you'd started a fire, they'd have had you in jail. Which I think is kind of funny, but I think that's the way human nature is.
Well, thank you for your time,
Marie. Very good, and I'm available to answer other questions at any time and point. And you're going to talk with Jim Rooney, who will give you a lot of insight, I'm sure. And Jim's a good guy. And I'm sure he'll fill you in on a lot of the details. And the problem is with me here right now, you know,
I'm recording. Do you want me to?
No, that's fine. Oh. Problem with me is right now is, you know, all of this happened back in the late 60s and early 70s. And, you know, that's 35 crowding up on 40 years ago. And your memory does dim a bit.
I know, and you've done an incredible job. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.